When should one begin davening for a sick person to add them to the Misha Beirach list for the sick and to say Tehillim for them? Is there any degree or level of illness that they must have to be befitting to be on such lists? And is there anything wrong with placing them on these lists prematurely? And when should they be removed from the list if they're now doing better? So we have a very interesting ruling in the Yerushalmi Meseches Peah, the end of chapter 3, brought also Meseches Smachis, and in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber Yeredeya, chapter 335, Halacha 1, regarding when one should begin visiting a sick patient. And the above sources state that when a person falls ill, family and friends may begin visiting the ill person immediately upon him falling ill. However, other individuals, meaning the general public, are to only visit after the passing of 3 days from when he fell ill. Now, this sounds like a strange halacha. Why the wait of 3 days? Let everyone visit him right away. Is it simply done due to technical arrangements to allow family and close friends to have first dibs to the visitation of the relative? Or is there something deeper to it? So the Bach, there in chapter 335, and the Taz in 335, Sifkat and Aleph, writes, based on the Gemara and the Darim, that there's actually a deeper reason behind this three-day waiting period of public visitation. And that is in order not to diminish the mazel, the luck, of the sick patient. And the above Mefarshim state that when a person becomes ill, one is not to spread the word to the public that he is ill until several days pass. And the reason for this is because when one spreads the word that an individual is sick and people view him in this status of illness, his mazel, his divine luck, becomes worsened and diminished. And it's thus counterproductive to his well-being, which needs to be declared and decreed in heaven. This is explicitly mentioned in Meseches Nedarim, in which it states that Rava, when he got ill, told people not to spread the word in order so his mazel does not diminish. Accordingly, we wait 3 days before we start telling people and have them visit the sick patient. As once 3 days has passed, it shows that his illness is something set in heaven, and now he needs prayer. However, before 3 days have passed, it's better to let nature play itself out and not interfere in the divine decree, as maybe he's not meant to be sick to begin with. And prematurely spreading his sick state can actually worsen the decree above in heaven. Nonetheless, this only applies to spreading to the public. However, family and friends, as the Mechaber rules, may visit right away. And hence explains the Taz that family and close friends may be told right away of the person's illness and begin davening for him and visiting him immediately. Now, as the Mechaber rules and as the Taz rules regarding spreading the word, all this is regarding a person who's not dangerously ill, meaning death is not imminent, but a person who became suddenly very ill, or God forbid got into an accident, an injury that can be life-threatening, then since it's not clear that he will even survive the 3 days, one may spread the word immediately to the public for everyone to say Tehillim and add him to the Misha Beirach lists. Based on this, we can summarize the following law regarding adding a person to be davened for the list of Misha Berech for the sick or for Tehillim say. Now, one should not prematurely spread negative medical news about an individual or a relative prior to confirmation of their illness and as to its severity. Even if one has good intents in doing so in order so people pray for their wellness or to get a good diagnosis, it has the negative consequence of spreading the news that they are sick and worsening their mazel. So one should not add a person's name to Misha Berech for the sick or for the Tehillim recital if their illness has yet to be confirmed and diagnosed. However, by sudden illness or injury which is life-threatening, it may be spread right away. If a person came down with a virus and the like, then one should wait 3 days before spreading it to the public and adding him to the Misha Berechs and Tehillim lists. Likewise, based on all the above, we can understand that once a person has been healed from his illness, his name should be removed from the Misha Berech list and from the Tehillim list in order to not to continue to diminish his mazel as he is no longer sick.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.